This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, we talked about pay raises that came in the city of San Bernardino last week. Guess who's getting pay raises this time? In Riverside County, the district attorney and his top deputies.
Well, these are pretty substantial raises. They range from 7% to 20%. The district attorney, Michael Hestron, said that was needed to put his office on a par with the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. His pay, his own paycheck, has been brought up to the level as the sheriff. The chief assistant DA has gotten an 8.6% raise, and the four assistant DAs are seeing their salaries rise a little more than 7%. That's not the biggest. The biggest raises really come to the investigators. The chief investigator's salary is going up almost 21%, and the two assistant chief investigators are getting a 19.5% raise.
Now, for any endeavor, private or public, those are big raises. 20-something percent raise is a big raise. Why is this coming about?
Well, you know, one of the supervisors did vote against it. Kevin Jeffries said, you know, the county has been belt-tightening with a strapped budget, and it's hard to tell the rank-and-file employees to hold the line on asking for raises while you're giving big raises like this to the top executives in one department. The DA's office says that these raises are not going to impact their budget. They're going to absorb those raises within their existing budget. It's going to increase the cost of the county about $350,000 a year going forward. But the interesting thing is that these raises come just as the Board of Supervisors is about to lose two of its longtime supervisors. Both Supervisor Marion Ashley and Supervisor John Tavoloni are not running for re-election. So new supervisors are going to be coming in, and they pass these raises before those new supervisors come on board.
Yeah, so the two departing supervisors had the luxury of voting yes on big salary increases for government employees.
You could argue that they know best what the discrepancies were within the department. And indeed, Hestron said some of these top managers were actually making less than their underlings were making.
So this brings them up above that. Next, it wasn't more than a couple of months ago that we were talking about the Riverside city manager in trouble. Now, another Inland Empire city manager is in trouble, the city manager of Redlands.
Yes, the Redlands City Council put the city manager, Enrique Martinez, on leave about a week ago after having a closed session to consider a complaint by the former human resources director. She said that Martinez had been sexually harassing her, had created a hostile work environment by subjecting her to conversations of a sexual nature and asking her to run his online dating profiles. She actually quit her job in February, saying that this had been so stressful for her, but the council did not act. In fact, she had come to the city council with a complaint that the city had promised her medical benefits after she resigned, and she wasn't getting those benefits, but the council did not act then. It wasn't until she filed the EEOC complaint that the city manager was placed on leave.
So who's in charge of the city of Redlands right now?
Well, the mayor, Paul Foster, has offered to step in and, you know, act as a liaison between the council, who are the policymakers, and the department heads. But the department heads will basically be running their own departments, and the city doesn't anticipate problems with things continuing to run smoothly.
And finally, Cassie, it's about time to start talking about the election, which is less than a month away. And there are a couple of competitive races that over the next few weeks, maybe we should spend some time dealing with. And let's start with the 40th Assembly District in San Bernardino County, which runs from Rancho Cucamonga to Redlands.
Well, this is an interesting one. Kind of a game of musical chairs played out after the incumbent, a Republican, Mark Steinnorth, decided after James Ramos, a Democrat, jumped into the race, decided he wouldn't seek re-election. And so another Republican, San Bernardino City Councilman Henry Nichols, stepped in. And so there is a race between James Ramos, a county supervisor, and Henry Nichols, the city councilman. Steinnorth, meanwhile, is running for Rancho Cucamonga City Council, where he lives. Now, this is predicted to be a close race. It's been held by a Republican historically for many, many years, but Democrats now hold a pretty substantial voter registration lead, 41.2% to 30.8% of Republicans. Ramos also holds a big fundraising lead, but Nichols said that doesn't worry him. He won his seat on the council in 2014, being outspent by his rival. So Ramos was elected to the Board of Supervisors in San Bernardino County in 2012, reelected in 2016. He's also a former chairman of the San Manuel Tribal Council. He was the first Native American appointed to the State Board of Education. And if he wins this race to the State Assembly, he'll be the first California Indian to serve in the state legislature. Nichol is a San Bernardino County Workforce Development Board analyst, and he's been on the San Bernardino City Council since 2014. As far as the issues that each of these two candidates consider important, Nichol has talked about excessive environmental regulation, which he says delays project and increases costs. Ramos has been talking about trying to help ease homelessness by getting more funding from the state, also more funding for job training.
Okay, that's one political race we've discussed. We've got more to talk about in coming weeks. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.